Firestarter, The Story of Bangarra, is a documentary about the dance company Bangarra, which started 30-odd years ago in Sydney in the late 80s, just out of the bicentenary protests, really. The documentary basically uses footage from the era and from basically the whole last 30 years to tell the story of the company and how it grew, and also the family who are very much part of how and why it all grew, which is the Page family. So using lots of home footage and digital theatre cam footage and things like that, we've got this beautiful sort of archive of 30 years of Australian history, but then also it goes into sort of the much further back history.
What inspired the Bangarra story to be told like this?
From my point of view, as someone who is a real outsider to the story, not only am I a bit younger than the people in the story, but also from Western Australia, I'm white, I'm female, you know, a real outsider to the story. What I found incredible about looking at that company is these beautiful performances, these works that they create, that they work with community to bring traditional stories to the stage in a contemporary way. For me, I really wanted to see what went on behind that whole story. And when I realised quite soon after I started looking into it that not only do they work within traditional dance as well, but also they happen to be at all these really key political moments in Australian history. The bicentenary, they're marching the people in our film. Then we've got 92, Paul Keating's Redfern speech, which happened in Sydney, the Olympics, all sorts of key political moments that they are privy to, and as a result, we've got footage of behind the scenes of all of that. So for me, that was really exciting to see stuff we learn about and read about and just getting that first-hand account.
You can't tell the story of Aboriginal Australia without featuring Bangarra.
The thing we loved the most was our culture and was feeding that through a contemporary expression.
It was time to have a black company in Australia.
The film tackles modern-day issues facing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, like dispossession, loss of cultural identity and suicide. How are these themes woven into the story?
Firstly, it's important to remind our listeners that I worked alongside Wayne Blair as the director, and we worked together on this, which I think, as I mentioned, being quite an outsider of the story from my point of view, those kinds of conversations are not really ones that I can talk about without knowing or without learning and listening to all the people who are involved in making the film from the community. So I think in terms of tackling that stuff, the way that we do it, and this has very much been Wayne's voice through this, is just sitting down and listening to what people have to say. We also learn and meet these people on screen who then tackle these emotional experiences themselves. And I think once again, as an outsider, it's just a matter of putting the story out there, loving the people who are on screen telling it, and then getting a sense of what that feels like, I guess. Not that anyone in the audience will really know what it feels like unless it's a lived experience, but I think just being able to hear it is something that's really important.
Firestarter, The Story of Bangarra, was recently titled the winner of this year's Adelaide Film Festival Featured Documentary Award. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
The documentary celebrates the work of over 30 years of the Bangarra Dance Company, as well as so many of those relevant themes and issues that we've mentioned. What kind of response did yourself and co-director Wayne Blair hope to achieve from audiences?
The interesting thing is, it is a dance story in a lot of ways, but it's not just a dance story. And I think we worked really hard to make sure that the art is important. It shows how important art is in giving a voice. And particularly now that, you know, with COVID and stuff, the arts are much harder to access in a lot of ways. It really shows how much this stuff over years and years and years actually can make change. I think we wanted people to love this story and for it to sit with them. And I think we wanted to make people laugh, but we knew that there was sadness in it as well. And we just wanted for audiences to respect all of the elements that go into the history of this company.
You never get to put the torch down. I think that sort of thing comes at a cost.